Now will you notice verse 24, when they brought out those kings unto Joshua, that Joshua called for all the men of Israel and said unto the captains of the men of war which went with him, come near, put your feet upon the necks of these kings. And they came near and put their feet upon the necks of them. And Joshua said unto them, fear not, nor be dismayed, be strong and of a good courage, for thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom ye fought. Now this was a very impressive array of kings, and they were enemies that 40 years before that had caused the spies to go back and say, we just can't enter that land. We'd never be able to take it. Now, this is done by Joshua to strengthen the heart of these people. They were frightened folk. When you talk about the bravery of these people, wasn't any bravery at all. I remember hearing the whimsical story of World War I, when a certain hero of that war who had captured more German prisoners than any other, and he was being feted by some of the society folk in Nashville, Tennessee. One dear dowager there, she wanted to make conversation, and she was as talkative as she possibly could be, and she said to him, calling him by his name and giving his rank, and said to him, what was your feeling when you brought all those soldiers in? He says, I was scared to death. May I say to you, that was the condition of these people. Now, God wants to encourage them, you see. Now, afterward, Joshua smote them, slew them, hanged them on 5 trees, and they were hanging upon the trees until the evening. Came to pass at the time of the going down of the sun that Joshua commanded, they took them down off the trees and cast them into the cave wherein they had been hid, and lay great stones in the cave's mouth, which remain until this very day. You see, they could have left them in that cave with the rocks there and starved them to death. It was much more humane to slay them as they did, and they didn't dare turn these kings loose. They had no prison they could put them in. And so this was the disposition that had to be made of the enemy in that day. Now, we are living in a day when we think we are more civilized. But when you think of the bombing, the war in Vietnam, and World War II, the Korean War, and you think of the different lawlessness that's taking place in our land, why, my friend, I don't think that you're in a position to criticize this incident here. They didn't have lawlessness, and they're settling their problems in a only way that you can settle them with a sinful, wicked race that if these kings had been turned loose, they would have led a rebellion against Joshua that would have caused literally thousands to die. Verse 27, that they hanged them, we're told, and they took them down off the tree. Why? Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. They didn't leave them there overnight. Why did they hang them up? They had apparently stoned them. Well, because when it was an awful crime, that's what they did in Israel. And that's the reason that the Lord Jesus, he was not stoned, as you know, he's crucified. They took him down. Why? Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. He bore the curse for you and me. This is a tremendous chapter, by the way. And then we find that Joshua now in the south is moving all the way down to Hebron and Debir. And we read in verse 41, and Joshua smote them from Kadesh, Barnea, even unto Gaza. And that is way down, as you know, way over on the coast. And this is in the south of the land. And all the country of Goshen, even unto Gibeon. And all these kings and their land did Joshua take at one time, because the Lord God of Israel fought for Israel. That is very important to see, that he is the one giving them the victory. They are getting possession. And today the victory is Christ. I do not go for this expression, the victorious life. The victorious life is his life lived in us. We get blessed with all spiritual blessings. We get spiritual blessings the possession, he gets the victory. If there's going to be a victory, by the way.